Well, good day.
Hi.
All right, hi.
You have a very strong voice.
It is not my voice. We understand that our energy may allow the channel's vocal cords to operate in a higher magnitude than normal.
Cool.
But don't let that dissuade you. You have a loud voice and a strong presence as well. Use it.
All
Be
right.
bold. Speak up so that all may hear what you have to share.
Thank you. Okay. Well, I just wanted to ask about a few weird things that have been going on.
Yes?
With my body. My head just sort of rings all the time and I have a terrible...
Then answer it.
Smart aleck. And I have a pain in my neck. And I just wondered, what's going on?
You do not get rid of things, you transform them.
Okay.
May I ask you, as we have already said, what you call the $64 million question? Or do you already know what I'm going to ask you?
No, please ask.
Are you following your highest joy?
Well, I hope
Hesitation
so.
Usually means no.
No.
Phrases like, well, I hope so, usually mean no. Because if you were following your highest joy, you would instantaneously say yes.
Yeah,
without hesitation.
Well, what is my highest joy?
You tell me.
Oh, gosh.
I can give you some hints and some clues.
I'd appreciate
If you want
that.
Some help.
That would be good.
Oh, all right, if you say so. Your highest joy, and this goes generally, first of all, for all of you, is to be yourself as best as you know how. In following and acting on your highest joy, does not have to be a big mystery, does not have to be a complicated issue, does not have to necessarily represent itself as a lifelong career or project. Start simple, with simple steps. If you have no overwhelming project or career in mind or anything of that nature, then start moment to moment. Following your highest joy then entails nothing more than this. Are you paying attention?
Yes.
All right, just checking. At every given moment, you have available to you a number of options of things you could choose to do, don't you?
Yes.
All you have to do is pick the one that has the highest level of excitement in it and do it to the best of your ability. That's all you have to do. And in the next moment, take another assessment. What out of all the options available to me right now is the option and the opportunity and the situation and the circumstance and the direction that contains the highest amount of excitement and joy? And when you have determined what that is, take whatever action you are capable of taking on it as far as you can take it to the best of your ability. And when you can take it no farther, again, ask yourself, out of all the options available to me now, what is the direction that contains the highest joy? And when you find out what that is, take that action to the best of your ability and keep doing that for the rest of your life. Because excitement is the thread that leads you to all other excitement. That is the energy that leads you to yourself. Regardless, important, regardless of how it looks, regardless of whether you think it's connected to something you're supposed to be doing or not, regardless of its outward appearance, because you already know you can't judge a book by its cover. Excitement is the content that lets you know this thing here now is you. Do it. Because by doing it, you are making a statement to the universe full of conviction that it is you. And then the universe can support who you actually are, rather than supporting who you've been told you have to be. You follow me?
Yes.
Now, one thing you must also understand. Sometimes, because we know how you have been taught, and this goes for all of you, I'm not just talking to you personally, you must allow yourself to be honest as to whether you're actually experiencing excitement or anxiety. Because sometimes many of you will go, oh yes, this excites me. And in fact, what you're actually doing is running away from your excitement. And you're actually following something out of anxiety. But you all know the difference when you're honest with yourself, because you know they feel different. And in actual fact, they are the same energy. Your energy, your natural energy, is experienced by your body as the sensation you call excitement when you flow that energy through belief systems that are in alignment with your harmonious natural self. You feel the very same energy as anxiety and fear when you flow your energy through belief systems that are out of tune, out of harmony with your natural self. And that's what fear is for. To tell you, hey, you're feeling fear because you are running your energy through belief systems, beliefs that you have, definitions that you have about this situation that are out of alignment with your true harmonious self. So find out what those definitions are, change them into definitions that you would prefer to have, run your energy through those, and then your relationship with the circumstance will be harmonious and joyful. And you will approach it in a manner that is harmonious and joyful. And in approaching it in that manner, you will get a harmonious and joyful effect out of it. Is this making some physical sense to you?
Yes, it's getting a little excitement going.
Oh, all right. That's the whole point. I also leave you with this understanding, and I understand that we understand. I know sometimes how difficult this concept is for many of you on your planet, but it is that simple. It really is that simple. Now, you can make it more complicated if you want to. I'm not going to take that away from you. Because it's your reality. You all have free will, and we are not here to tell you what to do. If you want to make your life more complicated, please go ahead and do so.
Well, I prefer not to, if you don't mind.
All right. Well, if you prefer not to, then you must allow yourself to create definitions that allow you to function more simply. So when you find yourself stuck, when you find yourself feeling blocked, understand it's usually due to a definition you have that is more complicated than it needs to be. Out of alignment with your true self. Find out what the definition is that would make you relate or feel the way you do to the situation. Change it into the definition you would prefer to have with your imagination. Know, this is key, know that when you've created the new definition, it's automatically in place. If you want to go through a long, involved process to replace the old one, that's up to you too, but that only complicates things. But if you know it's automatically replacing the old one, then all you have to do is behave like you know it has replaced the old one, and you will see the effect in your reality. However, big however, underline it 1,000,000 times. However, this is critical. One of the most critical things we can say to you about the idea of looking to your reality for change. And that is this. Do not look to the reality for the change first. You must simply know you have changed, and you must behave differently toward the reality outside you, even if it looks the same as it did before. When you behave differently, when you behave as if you have changed, regardless of how the reality still may look, that's when you really have changed and when your reality can then really reflect the change. But if you are waiting for the reality to show you that you have changed, then you haven't changed. Because you're simply waiting for the reflection in the mirror to smile first. Instead of simply smiling first, because that's what you prefer, regardless of whether there's any mirrors around or not. Are you getting the point?
Yes.
Is this sinking in?
It is sinking in.
Is it helping?
Heck yes.
Oh, all right. Thank you.